Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a comment regarding the issue of local communities. We thank Mexico for their clarification and regarding use of this term and as an addition to the list of groups of affected communities. And I want to clarify that the intent is not to create a hierarchy, but to clarify that different sets of rights exist. For instance, the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples clearly has a right to self-determination, and with that, the right to free and prior informed consent. The right of the Declaration on the Rights of Peasants has the right to consultation and cooperation. That language comes from Article 8J of the CBD, and that language of local communities has really made, if any, it's made the most sense in the biological diversity area. Article 8J, initially the language, and I want to quote part of it, of the CBD, it says it has to do with in-situ conservation, and it says respect, preserve, and maintain knowledge, innovations, and practices of indigenous and local communities embodying traditional lifestyles. So it has a very specific context regarding conservation and sustainable use of biological diversity. In practice, my colleagues who are involved in the CBD, in practice, although there has been a space created in organizing for so-called local communities, it's been vague and it still remains undefined, and few, if any, people show up to organize as local communities. So we agree with Mexico that there is still no accepted definition in international law, that the closest, that it was used even before the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, and there's some clear differences today. It doesn't add value to this instrument. Affected communities, peasants, vulnerable people seems to cover what so-called local communities would cover. So we ask that the states that ask that this language be included in there, please reconsider their proposal to add local communities to this instrument. Thank you very much.